Time for Recollections. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to relax and reminisce with Recollections from the early days of radio. In this special series, we delve into the vast NBC library of sound to relive the memorable moments of radio's past, the stars who entertained you then, the special events that thrilled you. And to guide us through these priceless recollections, here is Ed Herlihy.
Good evening, everyone. It's nice to have a chance to reminisce with you again. And most of all, thanks for your writing to me. It's good to know you appreciate our weekly visits. One of the nicest letters I've gotten recently is from a 14-year-old out in Omaha, Nebraska, and he says that he listens to Recollections not because it brings back memories, but because it gives him a chance to hear many great and near-great performers for the first time. And you know, I envy him in a way, because it would be fun to discover the stars you've heard about but never actually have heard before. Among those we'll hear tonight are Will Rogers, the Duncan Sisters, and Frank Munn. Though, forget February 1957. With a trick of the turntable, it becomes June 1938. And you're listening to one of the favorite Sunday night programs, the American Album of Familiar Music.
Remember the junior prom in the old gym at school? And remember the lovely song they played, The Naughty Waltz? Now Bertrand Hirsch and his magic violin, with the golden voices of Frank Munn and Elizabeth Lennox, bring it to you again.
Golden voice of radio, Frank Munn, one of the most beloved voices among our radio memories. A voice that was stilled about 4 years ago, sometime after Frank Munn had retired from the airwaves. Various stars have been called the First Lady of the American Theater, and we have had several truly distinguished actresses in our time. But certainly the long and varied career of Ethel Barrymore has earned her a special place in our admiration and affection. Her stage performances live on only in the memory of those who saw her, but fortunately, she also made a number of appearances on radio. She was heard on the Rudy Valley program in 1938, shortly after she had opened on Broadway in the play White Oaks. In the role of a matriarch 101 years old, she plays a scene in which she has a heart-to-heart talk with her grandchild.
Who's there? Who's there?
Want anything, Grand?
Oh, it's you, Finch.
Yes, it's me.
I want to get out.
Do you think you ought to, Grand?
There's no ought when you're my age. You're not afraid of life, are you?
Yes, I suppose I am a bit.
Nonsense, I won't have it. Take it by the horns, take it by the tail. Make it afraid of you, that's what I've done. Do you think I'd be talking to you tonight if I'd been afraid of life? Look at my nose. Look at my eyes. Do they look afraid of life? And my mouth when my teeth are in. That's not afraid of life either.
Perhaps I'm not so much afraid, Grant, as confused. Everything's such a muddle, except for music.
And they want to stop your playing, eh?
Yes.
Stand up for yourself. Give as good as you get. You got Irish blood in you.
I'm not free. I can't do what I want to do. I must always do what I'm told. I want to learn. To learn to bring out all the music that I feel is in me. I can't get it out through my fingers, but it's in my head. I want to study abroad. I want to practice until I can satisfy something that never has been satisfied. Oh, Grant, if you only knew how I long to play. But I never get a chance. They won't let me.
Where were you off to just now? Do you often prowl about at night?
Sometimes.
What do you do?
You won't tell.
Even a woman can learn to hold her tongue when she's 100.
I go to the church and play on the organ.
Now, I want you to do something for me. Every night, when you come from the church, I want you to stop and have a chat with me. Nights very long. My best sleep is over by midnight. Only catnaps after that. And I'd like you to play for me.
But, Grandad...
Oh, it can be something quiet. They won't hear. And it'll please me. Now, I'm going to give you a present. What shall it be?
Well, please, Gran. Could it be something small that I can hide?
Hide my present? I won't have it. Stick it up. Invite the family to come and how dare you say you'll hide my present.
Very well, Gran.
I know what I'll give you. I'll give you my little Chinese goddess. Kuan Yin.
Oh, Gran, please don't. I know how fond of her you are.
She's in the cabinet. Go and fetch her.
Oh, but, Gran...
Go along. Go along. Kuan Yin. She knows a lot that we don't. Something for you to remember me by. Ah, there she is.
You're sure you want to give her to me?
Do I generally know my own mind? Look at her. She's very wise, very deep and calm. Take her. Learn from her.
Oh, Gran, I'd much rather not.
She'll be good for you. She's not afraid of life. Let's it pass over her. Better let it pass over you.
Very well, Gran. Thank you. I'll keep her always.
I'm tired now. I think I'll go back to my bed. Play for me.
Oh, but, Gran, you ought to sleep.
I'd sleep better if you play for me.
Go along. And don't forget tomorrow, when you come from the church, something for me to look forward to. It's grand to have something to look forward to when you're 100.
And 1.
That was Ethel Barrymore in a scene from the stage play White Oaks in 1938. Now let's set our dials at 1942. Of course, that was a war year filled with many important events, but those who were romancing at that time will remember it best by a love song. Mark Warno and the Hit Parade Orchestra play this song with Barry Wood adding the words. You remember this great combination?
But one desire,
I just aspire,
and that one is you. No other will do,
no other will ever do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. But with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of, believe me. I don't want to set the world on fire,
I just aspire.
I just want to start
a flame in your heart.
That was Barry Wood on Your Hit Parade in 1942. And what's happened to Barry Wood, you ask? Well, I'm happy to tell you that he's one of our important executives in color television here at the National Broadcasting Company, and I assume he still hums around the house, but no more on the air. Some time ago, a listener asked me to try to find some of Bing Crosby's radio songs that were never released on recordings. That's not an easy task, because Mr. Crosby recorded more than 2,000 songs over the years. But in going back over some of the old music hall shows, I came across a song that I think he did only once on the air. The song itself is from the 1915 era, and this is the way Bing Crosby recalled it.
I've been floating down the old Green River on that good ship, Rock and Ride. But I floated too far, I got stuck on a bar. I was out there alone, wishing that I was home. The ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing left to do. So I had to drink the whole Green River dry to get back home to you.
Thank you.
morning crew. And there was only one thing left to do. So I had to drink that whole Green River Dry to get back home to you.
The name of Will Rogers lives on, not only in memorials, but in our hearts, for no one can analyze his unique appeal. But we will give you a brief example.
It seems strange that we don't hold the automobile speed record. There's millions trying to break it every day. Why, when you pick up a Monday paper, it's just like in the old days when we only got a telegram when there was bad news. We're afraid to open our paper. We know that a loved one, a friend, or at least an acquaintance, has met death in a car over the weekend. Before we had this high type of civilization, which we're so thoroughly enjoying, why, we used to have wars to get rid of the surplus number of people. A fellow in England claimed that he got to heaven and that it was great, and he's sorry that they revived him again. Well, it ain't much trouble to get dead again. A little street crossing without being alert will do the job.
That was the voice of Will Rogers with a message that still applies today. Now, how about a little guessing game, or so you think you know orchestras? The year is 1928. And the musical group is still a famous organization today. Now listen a bit, think a bit, and see if you can guess who it is. You're right, that's Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians back in 1928, featuring brother Tom Waring.
Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. Ah, at last I know the secret of it all the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning. The burning hopes, the joy, and idle fears that fall. For it is love and love alone the world is seeking. And it is love and love alone that can revive. Is the answer.
the Pennsylvanians with Tom Waring singing, a recollection of 29 years ago. Not very long ago, I got a wonderful letter from a listener in San Francisco who says he speaks for a great number of people in that area who make this program a must for listening every week. So, San Francisco, thank you, and here we come with a selection especially for you and for all who enjoy the old-timers. We're going to reach way back for this one. The Duncan sisters, famous for years for an act based on the characters of Topsy and Eva. Here's a typical song from one of their radio shows, in character.
Sometimes it seems to me the scheme of things is wrong. What's the use of growing up and then just to wish you were a little kid again? And if I had my way, take this tip from me, all my troubles would burst like bubbles. A kid I'd always be. Happy-go-lucky day down by the old swimming pool. Happy-go-lucky day when we used to go to school. Remember how you raised your hand, teachers raised their hands, never ask you to spell.
D-A-T spells dog. You stand right up and yell.
Wow!
Kid in school had the desk in front of you.
I'd like to live always in those happy-go-lucky days.
Birthday parties, dinner games were rough. We played push in the corner and blind man's buff.
Well, it hit me in the face, and I'm telling you, I laid in the corner for an hour or two.
Chewing the string was a game you couldn't miss. Every boy and girl who played was sure to get a kiss.
Well, when it came to my turn, you didn't get a thing, 'cause you got so excited to swallow the gosh darn string.
Then they said that every kid in the place would see who could make the funniest face.
Well, it gave me the prize, but I began to bawl, 'cause I really hadn't been playing at all.
I'd like to live always in those happy-go-lucky days.
The Duncan sisters. Those were, and we trust these are, the happy days. Well, it's time to put our memories away until another week. But I do feel duty-bound to acknowledge a complaint from a Los Angeles listener who writes, "The beginning of your show is too darn close to the end of it." Well, you know what? He's not the only one who feels that way. But anyway, thank you for listening and thanks for writing. And if you'd like to write some more, just address me, Ed Herlihy, H-E-R-L-I-H-Y, NBC, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City. Good night, everyone.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections. Join him next week at this time for more highlights in the history of radio broadcasting. This is Fred Collins. Recollections is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Bob Maurer.
This is the NBC Radio Network.